What do you get when you combine spoiled milk, cattle manure, vats of grease, and helpful bacteria into a massive tank? You get an anaerobic digester facility, and this is one in rural Weld County in northeastern Colorado.
Welcome to Heartland Biogas.
This is my tour guide, Scott Pexton.
Thanks. It certainly smells like we're in the right place.
Yeah. There's a lot of good smell around here.
The place stinks, a mix of cow poop and expired produce. Pexton works for a composting company, A1 Organics, which runs the food waste portion of this plant. We're standing in front of six huge cream-colored holding tanks.
The microbes in there, they want to keep them healthy and happy. And so that they, when they're healthy, they make methane gas, and they make a lot of it.
The tanks work like an enormous stomach. In goes the food waste.
We've got summer squash and citrus and pineapples. I mean, anything you'd see in a grocery store.
And just like your own digestive system, what comes out is a liquid, a solid, used for composting, and a gas. And that's what they really want, the methane gas. It's captured and sent into a pipeline and used to generate electricity. Pexton says if this food was thrown out, it'd be sending all that gas into the air.
This rots in a landfill. And rotting food in a landfill makes methane gas, but it's an uncontrolled process.
Pexton says anaerobic digesters like this one solve a few problems at once. They generate renewable energy, divert food waste from landfills, cut down on harmful emissions, and provide a few jobs along the way.
So we've seen a lot of those types of digesters in Europe.
That's Darby Hoover with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
And we're just starting to really see them emerge in the U.S.
Hoover says anaerobic digestion is one promising piece of a much larger puzzle to solve the food waste problem. But digesters are expensive, and typically cities pay for waste management for their residents.
With an anaerobic digester, you often have high project costs up front. Cities may not see that there's a high value to implementing something like a digester.
Then there's the fact that facilities like this don't attack the root of the food waste problem. We as consumers throw out a staggering amount of food every year. Digesters are simply big machines that can swallow and digest the food we don't eat.
There's definitely opportunities to focus on reducing the waste in the first place.
That's Virginia Till, a recycling expert with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The federal government put out the country's first ever food waste reduction goals last year. They call for us to cut our food waste in half by 2030. Making renewable energy from food that can't be eaten is admirable, Till says. But the best thing to do with wasted food is to feed people. Almost one in seven U.S. households are food insecure, unsure of where their next meal is coming from.
And so that fact, coupled with the fact that we waste about a third of our food that's produced, those two facts together get me up in the morning.
Back at the digester in rural Colorado, composter Scott Pexton agrees. Even if people stop throwing out perfectly good food, you'll still have the banana peel.
And we still certainly believe in the whole idea of reduce first. Once the reducing is done, then we take care of it from there on out.
We wasted more than 130 billion pounds of food in the U.S. last year, and most of that just sits in landfills.
I would have to say sustainability is more expensive. It is. It costs more to recycle things rather than to just send them all to one place.
It's more expensive now, but if wasted food is ignored and left to rot, the future could be even more costly. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.